reason for calling. I'll see if this person is available.
Hi, my name is Billy from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress claim you've applied for due to the time in care.
Thanks, Billy. Please stay on the line.
Hello? Hi there, good afternoon. Is it possible if I could please speak with Tony Marie Cullen, please?
Yeah, who is this?
Hi, my name is Billy and I'm giving a call today from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claims applied for due to your time spent in the care system.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yes, am I all right to have a quick conversation with you? The call will take about 5-10 minutes maximum.
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So my job today is just to make sure that I've got your details on file correctly and explain the full procedure to you, and then I can go from there, darling, okay?
Okay, that's...
First things first, we've got a Tony-Marie Cullen. Is that correct, darling?
Yeah, that's my maiden name. I got married, so it's Tony Marie McAllister.
McAllister, spelled McAllister.
Yeah.
Perfect, no problem. And could I please ask you, darling, is this the best mobile number for you if the line disconnects for any reason?
Yeah, it is.
Perfect. And if I am correct, the email that you provided us with here is tmcallister008@gmail.com.
Yep.
Perfect. Could I please ask you for your current home postcode, please, darling?
It's KA12 9 November Golf.
9 November Golf. And your door number, please?
It's number 2, Shield Place.
Shield Place, thank you for that. And your date of birth as well there, please, darling.
It's 11/12/91.
No problem. Now, I do need to ask the question, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything like that at all?
No.
No problem.
Well, but terminal, no, I haven't.
Anything like, we just need to make sure that you've not been given any certain amount of days left to live or anything, that way we can fast-track
No.
No problem.
Yeah, no.
Now, before I go any further, I just want to explain to you, this isn't the case where we're going to be clutching at straws or make you go through a hard topic of conversation for no reason. What happens from today is we will basically locate your files, and as soon as we locate your files and prove that you was within these places, your statement is what you were paid out on. So my job is to do my very best to locate everything for you. Now, we won't out of the blue just send you a copy of your files back, but you will have an opportunity to have a copy of your files if you would like a copy of them, because some people wouldn't, some people wouldn't, but we will always give you that option. Be independently valued differently, of course, each case is different, but as you can imagine, we do have a potential value. What we can make you aware of at the moment is each claim will average at around about 48,000. That's just something for you to actually be aware of. Like I say, each claim do fluctuate. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
Now, in regards to the claims procedure, can I ask you, do you know what age you was when you were placed into the care system?
I was 11.
11 years old, no problem. And do you know the reason why you were placed into care? Don't worry.
Yeah, it was through sexual abuse, neglect, physical abuse.
Physical abuse at home, no problem. And can I please ask you, was it just you that was placed into the care system, or did you have any siblings that was placed into care with you?
It was just me. I had a brother, but they didn't go into care, my brothers.
No problem, that's not an issue there. And do you remember the name of your mum or dad?
Yeah, my dad's name is Thomas Glass Cullen.
Is that G-L-A-S-C-O-I-N-E?
Thomas, Glass, G-L-A-S-S, Cullen, C-U-L-L-E-N.
C-U-L-L-E-N, no problem, thank you for that. I'll just get that one here for you. And could I please ask you, do you remember Mum's name?
Yep, it's Rachel K. O'Neill Doherty.
And could I please ask you, do you know what area you grew up in, or your a location of your address before you was placed into care?
Yeah, so I was born before my mum passed away when I think I was about 8. So before my mum, right up until my mum passed away, we stayed in Castlemilk in Glasgow.
mum passed away. And then after that, did you move to a different area?
After that, I moved with my dad to Drumchapel in Glasgow.
Dad to Drumchapel in Glasgow. No problem. So I'm assuming while she was under the care of dad, it most likely would have been Drumchapel local authority that popped you under the care system. But don't worry, that's after. If you don't know that, just do not worry there whatsoever. Let me just get that on here for you. Drumchapel. And could I please ask you, darling, do you remember the places of care where you were placed into?
Yes, so I think I was in a few different ones, but I don't really remember until I got to where I live in. I lived in Irvine for a few years. It was with Mary and Billy Wilson in Seagate.
And you was, so this was like a foster family?
Yes.
So in a few places, doesn't remember, as was young. And was it around the ages of 11 that you were placed with the foster family?
Yes.
Age of 11, placed with a foster family. And you said he was called Billy?
Yep, well, it would be his real name's William Wilson, and then Mary's name was Mary Wilson, but her maiden name is Mishlick. I don't really know how to spell that.
Don't worry, it's Mishlick. And could I ask you, what area was this in?
It was Seagate in Irvine.
Seagate in Irvine.
And so they actually lived in Seagate, and a little, their own house was like in Castle Place.
Their own house was in Castle Place. Thank you so much for this information, because you've given a lot of information here, which will give us a great place to start. So thank you so much.
Okay, that's good. Thanks.
When you was with them in Castle Place, how long would you say that you was placed with these for?
I think I moved out. I stayed there from I was 11 till I was 16.
Stay here till 16. And can I ask you, while she was here, was you the only kind of foster child that was here, or was you placed with them, with their children? Did they have
children? No, yeah, they had their own children called Craig and Darren Wilson. They were twins. And then there was another little girl who's like my sister, but not biological. Like, I met her while I was there, Chloe Muir.
And was she younger than you?
Yeah, she's like 5 years younger.
That's her. She was like my little sister here. Little sister here. Do you still stay in contact with her till this day, darling?
Yeah, I do.
And in the nicest way I can pop this to you, could I please ask you to just give me an understanding of what memories that you remember from this place, darling?
From the foster care family?
Yes, please.
I don't know, like, the emotional abuse.
Emotional abuse.
There wasn't really physical abuse, it was just, emotional abuse and accusing us. It was always me and my sister, because we were, like, the foster kids. They would, like, just accuse us of doing things that we never done, and then punish us for them and stuff.
What would the punishment be?
Just like staying in our rooms. We weren't really allowed to come out of our room until they had like trapped the room door. There would be like no, we would be hungry a lot of the time as well.
No problem there. Did they ever allow their own children to pick at you or anything like that?
No, not really, but they kind of, I don't know if they were told not to speak to us, because they never really said much to us at all.
And could I ask you, darling, while she was here as well, what kind of punishments was they?
It would just be, like, silent treatment, or, like, punishments, like, not allowed out your room.
Just
basically in your room.
Did they ever assess you, or did they ever, basically... Would they ever be around in the shower areas or in the bath areas when you was washing? Would they ever assist you to wash or anything like that?
No.
No problem. Can I ask you, did they ever restrain you at all? Would they ever use force in any way, shape or form?
Yeah, my foster dad did a couple of times, yeah.
No problem. not an issue. And could I also please ask you here, did they stop contact with family and things moving forward? Did you have any sort of kind of say support with what had been you've been dealing with at home?
Yeah, they did stop us seeing our own family. Like if we were ever, if we ever wanted to see our own family, it would get stopped, or we would, they would kind of like give us silent treatment until we had to make a decision to stop it. Or they would tell us stuff like we were going to have to like move forward into another foster family that wouldn't be very nice and stuff like that.
And could I ask you here, darling, as well, did they provide you with clothing and things? Is new underwear and things always an option? Did they help you with your hygiene or give you any support?
No, not really. There was very lack of clothing.
I do need to ask the question. Was you ever sexually assaulted within this care or felt uncomfortable in any sort of way, shape,
no.
or form? No problem. That's not an issue. I just need to cover that. And on occasions, was you made to feel different from their own children, say Christmases, birthdays or anything? Was you all treated the same or would you know that it was?
Yeah, like at Christmases and stuff, me and my foster sister, we would have to like sit. We weren't allowed to sit with the family, basically.
And could I please ask you, smoking and drinking or anything like that, did they allow that to happen?
No. I think when I was about 15, I started rebelling myself, really, but it wasn't so much that they let it happen.
No problem. And did they ever call you any names or kind of single you out or anything like that? Do you ever remember any nasty name calling or anything that they would know you by or anything that would make you feel uncomfortable?
Yeah, my foster dad called me a slut a few times. And like my foster mum would like just use like bitch.
Now 100% for what you've been dealing with at home automatically is not acceptable for you to be placed under the care of somebody who's not actually helping you or helping you assist to move forward. Now what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to get your case submitted off for you right away. Now in regards to the case being submitted, moving forward, what that basically means is once this documentation goes ahead today and we request a copy of your files and we have your files through, all we need to do is prove that you was within the care of these places or these people.
Okay.
And nobody's here to prove you or call you a liar or question you in any way, shape or form, because that's not what we're here to do. What we're here to do for you is go and fight your case, and we will make sure we do that to the best of our ability. Now,
that's good. I do know that my foster parents, I think when I left, they got their, say like they weren't allowed to foster anymore because I think the social work actually clocked onto them being unfit to foster children. So I don't know if that would help, like they're not actually allowed to be foster carers. Yeah.
Well, in regards to that, that definitely will, because you're not the only person that possibly would have made a file against these. Like I say,
yeah, I think my sister has, I think she's got like, she had a case for like Digby Brown or something like that. Like they were actually looking into it, but I don't really know what's happened with that, to be honest.
Well, if you do have a conversation with her and you don't feel like it's been taken any further or anything like that, or she's not had any sort of understanding of what's going on with the case, then do not hesitate to bob me her number over and I'll give her a call and we can see what we can do to help her in that perspective. But like I say, we are here to make sure that we fight this to the best of our ability, so the legal team won't accept anything less than what they feel like you should qualify for in regards to this claim. And we know it's not about the money. Most importantly, it's about the justice. And unfortunately, this is the only way we can get justice at the moment, just because it's the only way that we are going to serve any sort of justice. But our job is to make sure that we do get you that justice and you will get some sort of recognition and understanding of basically someone is going to listen to you now. We are listening to you.
Yeah.
We understand that this isn't something that should have happened whatsoever. And unfortunately, it is horrible for me to say this, but you was failed. You were failed back then. And you were failed from the services and also from your foster parents and from, of course, your parents at home too. So because you've not been given the correct curriculums or anything along those lines, our job is obviously to make sure that we reassure you you're not alone in this. Now, I will add you onto WhatsApp. That won't be an issue. So throughout any of this process whatsoever, if you have any questions or if you need any help or if there's anything you forgot to mention to me or you want to know where your case is up to, then please feel free to drop me a message. And what I will do is I will give you a call back as soon as I've got 2 minutes spare and we can get it located from there for you, darling, and let you know what's going on, okay?
Okay, now, that's helpful.
I have just sent over a document to you. It would have come through to your mobile and it would have also come through to your email as well. The email being tmcallister008@gmail.com. Now, before you have a look at that, I just need to run over a brief script with you. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant. So the legal team work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. And if the case is successful, then the maximum fee the legal team will take is 16% plus VAT. Now, that is just to cover the work that they do for you. Nothing, if any reason it is unsuccessful, it won't come out of your own pocket and there'll be no charge to yourself. But if it is successful, it will just come out of the overall amount at the end, so in the most professional way. The more you get back, the more they get back. They will ensure to get you the maximum amount possible in the fastest time possible. Now, mm-hmm. I do need to make you aware, because you've not got any fast track on your case or anything with you being as young as you are and, of course, being as healthy as you are, the case will then take anything from 6 to 12 months. Again, you can be paid out in 2 weeks' time. Not to say that has ever happened, but we can't give you any false indications, so we just have to tell you 6 to 12 months to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
Now, you may get the odd call here and there where they might try and offer you an upfront figure of something quite low, like £2,000 or £3,000 as a settlement figure. But, of course, we would advise you not to accept that as they're trying to, obviously, to get you accept a low settlement there and then. But what I will do, just to be on the safe side, is I'll pop a password on the account for you, just so if anyone does call you and you are a bit unsure on who you're speaking to, just ask them, what is my password? And that way you know who it is. Now, is there any word that's vulnerable to you, darling, that you would like me to use as a password for you?
We will just do my first pet.
Yes, what's the name of the first pet?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Popcorn. Do you know what's funny? We're growing up, me and my brother was a year apart in age, and everyone used to call him Popcorn when growing up, so now I call it winding up in age.
That's so funny.
I do also need to make you aware that you can apply for this yourself without a solicitor. You can also instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where they can give anything up to £2,000 to pay the legal government fees. And also you can instruct an independent solicitor as you have done today with myself. Okay. Now, the document that's come through to your email or to your number, would you just be able to click onto that for me? It's just confirming that I've stated everything that I have done to you and also this will give us authorisation to locate your files.
Yep, they just need to sign it. Is it the start signing button?
When you click on it, it will automatically type your signature in for you. So it possibly won't look like your original signature, so don't worry. It'll type your name pre-filled for you. And if you just make sure you press green accept for me as well, please.
Do I go to proceed to document?
Proceed to document, yeah, correct.
And agree and continue?
Yes, please.
Oh, so just type my name in.
And then there should be a little tick box that says, I acknowledge underneath it. It should take you to two boxes, I think it is.
Yep.
And once you've done that, it should say finish or sign in the top corner.
It's just loading, I think.
No problem.
It just says you have signed the document. It doesn't say, like, finish or anything.
That's come back from you, darling. You've done that correct. That's brilliant. Now, I've also just bobbed you a message over on WhatsApp. Do you have anything like a driver's licence or a passport or even a bus pass or anything like that with your photo ID on it at all?
Yeah, I do have a driver's licence. I've actually lost that, but I've got a passport if you would like me to send that.
Yes, please. So with it being a passport and not having the address on there, we'd also need a letter. Any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. It just needs to have your name, address and the date on there. So could you please make sure that you could send me over a picture of your passport and any letter, but on the pictures I need to see all four corners of the passport and all four corners of the letter. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, would you be able to do that with me on the call at all so I can get that done on a call recording?
Yep, I'll do that just now. Brilliant. Sorry, my cat's on me. I'll just get her off.
Oh, I'm sorry to bother.
No, don't be doing this. Pretty sure I know where my passport is. Pretty sure.
And it's like the part of the passport of the photo, yeah.
Yes, please. Now, if you could open the passport so we could see it like a book, so it's got all four corners, please. It's just that when we go to Scottish Redress, they ask for it in a certain format. So if we can't see everything on there, or if they've not sent it how they ask for it, we'll bat it back, and then we'll have to contact you again, and it puts delays on the case. So instead of them doing that, I just need everything 100%, so they've got no reason to knock it back and try and hold back off responding to your case.
Oh, sorry, the flash was on. It's getting messed up for a second. You can tell me if that's any good.
That's perfect. That'll be perfect. Yep, thank you.
I'll find you later.
Also, we also require a beneficiary. So let's just say the worst was to happen to you over the next few months with the claim ongoing. Is there anybody that you would be happy to receive this entitlement, you would be happy for this payment to go to?
Yeah, my partner. Well, my kids couldn't, could they?
Are they over the age of 18?
No.
Yeah. So I just have to put your partner down. Can I ask for the name, please?
Yeah, Dylan Burns.
And do you know his mobile number at all, darling?
Yep, it's 07-917.
Yep.
697.
Yep.
879.
Perfect, thank you for that.
I'm just trying to find a letter that's newish.
Have you got any letters on your phone that you can screenshot, say a phone bill or anything, or an electricity bill?
No, I don't. This is, what's the date on this one? Is it has to be from the last 3 months.
Yeah.
This is what I get for never keeping letters. 2 seconds, I will find
exactly
something.
Have you got a council tax bill or anything like that that's come through?
On my phone, I don't think so. Maybe, this one. Would you think a council tax would be emailed to me at all?
Possibly, yeah. I get mine emailed to me, to be honest, and I also get my bill, my electric and gas bills emailed over to me, or even a receipt. Or even a bank statement. Of course, you can cover up your important numbers. That's not an issue.
In the last 3 months. And none of that up there, what's that? That's a 6 line that I've got. That will only work, will it? No.
What is it, sorry?
It's like a fit note, like a 6 line.
Yeah, has it got your name, address and the date on there?
My name, address. Yeah.
Yes, Governor.
Yes, that should be fine. Send me a picture over, let me just have a quick look at it.
Okay. I've had to send that sideways. I don't know if you'll be able to.
No problem. I would be able to move that around for you, don't worry.
have a look at this. Of the date of the issue.
Yes, that was actually only a few days ago. It was only the 20th that I got that.
That should be fine, yep, date of statement, yep, that's fine. Let me just see if it's got your address on there.
Yeah, it's on the right hand side, yeah.
That should be fine, yep. So I'm going to go ahead and get that submitted off for you. That's everything that I require for you from now. Now, you won't hear from us, say, every single day. If you need anything from me, you just bob me a message over. I can let you know where the case is up to. We can have a quick chat if you do need to get things off your chest. If there's anything you need from me, just bob me a message over. If not, look on the message on WhatsApp and the solicitor's details are there too. Now, if anyone does contact you, like I said, just ask for the password just to be on the safe side. And I will be sure to get in contact with you as soon as we have located everything and gone to the next stage. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to have a wee talk with my sister and see if she wants, if she thinks it's a good idea, I'll just send you her number.
Yeah, that's
that okay?
Problem. You've got me there on WhatsApp, so just pop me a message over and then I can go
okay.
From there, darling, okay?
Right, okay, doc, thank you.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I do understand it is a hard topic of conversation, so I do appreciate you having the conversation with me. And if there's anything that you need from me, you just pop me a message over, all right, darling?
Okay, thank you so much.
No
bye-bye.
Problem. Thank you for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.